for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Ho, ho, ho. One of three holiday editions of Rosie on the House. Now, in the next 3 weeks, we're going to help you celebrate life and the holidays and all things great, lovely, and beautiful. So, welcome to my house. We've unlocked the front door. We've put on a fresh pot of coffee. We've got a big old Arnold pickle jar of sun tea we made yesterday. Come on in. Pick yourself out a favorite seat on the couch or the chair or my favorite recliner over there. Sit down and join the conversation. You can call us at 1-888-767-4348 to ask us any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Now, Carol is here this morning with us. Sweet Jennifer is out, but Carol has just posted to the Rosie on the House Facebook a short video of Jennifer making the Baby K. Romero traditional holiday seasoned butter-soaked pecans. So if you've ever had them, Romy, how many? We give them out as thank you gifts to a lot of our Rosie on the House partners. How many thank you calls have you gotten from people?
We get more response from our partners about the pecans than any other thing we do.
These things are addictive.
And we did it, I don't know, the first time was about 8 years ago, I want to say. Maybe not quite that long ago. And we do something, let me rephrase that. We did something different every single year, giving gifts to our partners. Well, the 1 year we gave
something else.
After the year after we gave the pecans, I don't remember what we were giving out. But as we were making deliveries and, you know, everyone was like, well, what about pecans? Well, what about the pecans? We thought, well, I guess for the foreseeable future, it's going to be pecans.
Romy and I are not big sweet tooth people. So in the holiday season, we generally don't experience a challenge with weight gain. I eat the same thing in the holiday season as I do all year long, with the exception of these butter-soaked pecans. And from the time she starts cooking them at the house about the end of November and the time I finish fingering my way through the last of them about the first week of January, I gain 4 pounds every single December. And it's all because of Baby K's holiday season pecans. You can go to Rosie on the House Facebook and watch Sweet Jennifer. She's actually demonstrating how to cook them and prepare them.
And they're seasoned, so you can put a little spice to them. And they're great by themselves. And for every year for Thanksgiving, I don't know, for the past handful of years, I've always been asked to bring sweet potato casserole.
Oh, yeah.
I've done, and I always top it off with pecans.
Yes, you do.
Well, this year I actually did the seasoned pecans and used that as a topper. So there was a spice to the sweet potato casserole.
I knew there was a reason I was licking the casserole bowl at the end of the night. That was really good. I still remember it. Hey, speaking of holiday events and holiday broadcasts, on December 21st, the evening of December 21st, you're going to be able to look off to the southeast in the sky and see something that hasn't been seen here for 800 years.
Okay. Enlighten me.
Just thinking about that is cool, isn't it? It is the Great Conjunction, December 21st at about 6:45, about an hour and a half hour and 15 minutes after sunset.
So that would be the year 1220? Who was alive in 1220?
I don't know. But it's Jupiter and Saturn that are going to be so close together in their visual planetary path that they are going to look like one superstar. So it is December 21st, 6:45, just a little off the horizon. It's not way up high in the sky, but that's going to be cool. Now, me and some friends were spending last weekend in beautiful Sonoyta, Arizona. And then if you want a night sky community, just get to Sonoyta and go out on the back porch of wherever you're staying and look up. And one of the guys was out there and came inside. And he said, I just saw four shooting stars, like one right after another. That was actually a meteor shower. And it's the only meteor shower that originated from an asteroid. All other meteor showers originate from cometary bodies. So an asteroid that was apparently discovered in 1983. It's debris from a particular asteroid. I mean, that kind of stuff just blows me away. That you can go out on the back patio of your favorite little staying place in Sonoyta and watch the disintegration of an asteroid.
A quick search of the internet machine in the year 1220, the only thing that shows up, Sweden is defeated by Estonia tribes in the Battle of Luhua, August 8th, 1220. So at least you don't have to worry about the Battle of Luhua while you're enjoying your stargazing.
That's right.
800 years later.
But sure and catch it December 21st.
If you look at the southwestern sky, last night it was clear as day. You could see Jupiter and Saturn.
Yeah.
But when the conjuncture actually happens, it's actually known as the Christmas star. It'll be that bright.
Fantastic.
Yeah, on the first day of winter.
Mark your calendar and try and catch it. We're here to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, but we never pass up the opportunity to talk about interesting things that are going on in, about, and around the great state of Arizona. Gary, are you tempted to put your house up for sale?
After what my neighbor across the street got, I'm thinking about it.
I tell you what.
The problem with that is that then where would you go?
That's a good point.
Once you cross the fence, you're exactly right. I know somebody that recently listed their home in Gilbert, and they said, we're only going to accept offers if they waive the appraisal and they waive the home inspection. And it's a cash offer. Okay, so I'm in the selling position, and I'm not going to even accept your offer unless you waive the appraisal, waive the inspection, and it's an all-cash offer.
So as is.
As is. That's as is, baby.
You can take a look at it, but it's as is.
Yeah. He sold the house in a day. And he thought that was so brilliant. But then for him to buy, he had to agree to the same thing. So I think he's doing the smart thing. He actually found a rental, and he's going to rent for a little while and just be patient. But right now, what's winning the bidding wars is absolutely unbelievable. Waiving appraisals and inspections are really becoming more and more. As a matter of fact, a realtor I know operating in the Scottsdale area, and I were having a conversation recently, and he says, Rosie, now when we put in an offer, say they're asking $420 for the house. We'll offer immediately about 5% above that. So we're going to offer $425. But we're also going to say we reserve the right to beat any other bid when you accept this up to $450.
So they can't get outbid if somebody comes in at higher, then they've got the ability to come back.
I'm a bid for, you're asking for, I'm going to offer you $425 and tell you I reserve the right to be the highest bidder all the way up to $450.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, it makes it really, really tempting to call a realtor and say, could you just come list my house and let's play in this pool for a little while. This sounds like fun.
Well, my neighbor across the street, they've been retired for a long time. They're moving to Mesa. So he's having a big garage sale this weekend. And his sign went up in the front yard 10 days ago. I get a text from my neighbor next door. He says he got full price for the house that quickly. And we're in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but you're in the heart of gorgeous, central, beautiful.
Just south of Old Town Scottsdale.
Oh, man.
I got lucky.
Mean, those homes are just rock solid. They're all masonry. They're all built in the late 50s and 60s. I wish I had 100 of those homes.
You've mentioned that before.
I wish I had 100 of them, but not at what you're going to ask.
You wish you had 100 of them and the 1970s price.
Oh, baby. Let me tell you. Well, I can't fully explain why we're seeing this real estate rush right now.
We were, and aside from real estate, well, go ahead and finish that, because I think I'm going to take you down a different trail than you were going.
Okay.
I'll let you finish that thought then.
We're seeing high levels of unemployment, a lot of uncertainty in the social, economic, political environment of the country. And that, in my humble 65 years, has always kind of been a touch on the brake. And we're not seeing that. At my little company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, we've got more people waiting for proposals and estimates than we've ever had, ever. Now, our company's only 6 years old. It's not the company I had for 20 years. But it's peculiar that nothing seems to be slowing down this demand for home improvement. A lot has to do with people. The reality is, a lot of them are just going to be working from home now for good. And that's the way it's going to be. Interest rates at historic lows of 2.5%, that's a part of it.
And
real estate values and appraisals, appreciation going up is another part of it. People have equity with near zero interest rates to harvest the equity, improve their home, knowing they're going to be staying home. I mean, it's going nuts. So I want to talk a little bit about how Arizona homeowners need to pick a contractor.